How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Amy, do you want to see my Jim Carrey impression?
Sure.
Smoking! Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as...
BLD.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you were around 13 and used to babysit your Aunt Susan's kids. There were three boys, your cousins, and you were a little bit older, so you got to babysit, make some money, rip them off with their hockey cards. It was a great deal. But you know what? I'm afraid of everything. And one time when I babysat for them, my Aunt Susan was like, okay, there's some food in the microwave. Just heat it up whenever they're hungry and feed them. And I was scared of the microwave. It was like kind of one of those like old school microwaves. It was also like an oven kind of thing. Anyway, I didn't know how to use it and it got me really scared and I thought the whole house was going to blow up. So I finally used it and then it wouldn't stop and it made this weird noise and I had to call my mom and I was crying. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. Ryan Steele. And with me as always is the first woman to ride on 100 different roller coasters topless. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. I feel sad for you.
Yeah.
You were afraid of the microwave.
I'm very, very afraid. It made some weird noise. And I was like, I just always think it's going to blow up.
But did you have a microwave?
Yeah, but it was different. This was maybe like, I don't want to say a toaster oven. It was more of like a built-in kind of like microwave oven. I don't know. It was different than my microwave and I wasn't familiar and it scared me.
Hey, chill out. Get out of wherever you've gone to right now.
I'm just having flashbacks.
Don't go there. You're in the future.
And they laughed at me. I know my aunt and my mom. I think I remember them giggling. I was just such a weirdo.
Well, you were afraid. You're afraid of what you're afraid of and don't let anybody make you feel sad for your fears.
You want to know another thing? Whenever I'm at work and I like have to run some cardboard out or go change a keg, when you do that, you have to leave the actual scoreboard building where I work, and sometimes when I leave I always think one of the fryers is going to go and there's going to be this mass huge explosion, but it's going to happen when I'm outside and I'm going to go phew,
Brian,
and everyone inside is going to die but me.
Why do you why okay, wait, in your fears of things exploding,
yeah,
there's a lot of explosions I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm picking up right now. Yeah. In our session this session that we're having right now, I'm hearing a lot of explosion.
Yeah.
But I am hearing that you make it out okay. So in this fear, if I'm getting this straight, mm-hmm, things explode.
Yeah.
But you are a safe distance away.
Always.
And the others, not only do they get hurt, but they perish.
They perish.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They all die.
Rest in peace.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you tell me this? this? Where does the explosions come from?
I don't know. It's just obviously, I think it stems back to this microwave. I think it happened to me at such a young age, and it never did explode.
Right.
It just made a weird noise. And I was like,
So I'm going to dive a little deeper. We're going to keep going here.
Okay, go ahead.
It definitely was not the microwave because it did not explode.
Really?
So something happened to you as a baby, maybe inside your mother's stomach is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I get that.
Something exploded. Perhaps your mother had a really hard bowel movement and you were in there. You're like, something's exploding.
Yeah.
Maybe she had tacos, pizza.
I mean, try to take me down with it. You know what I mean?
And maybe you were like, I'm getting sucked out. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
Your mother was getting explosive. Number two, from some sort of food, probably. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's any type of food. It could have been anything because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird part is now that we have to crack the code of, why are you surviving? Oh, I guess it's because you survived, but the food that was in like a little like turbine inside your mom's stomach that was passing you.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
D.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Dr. Amy Goodmurphy, everyone.
Hi.
How much do I owe you?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I am hard up for cash.
I know.
Please.
So you have rode on over 100 different roller coasters.
Yep.
Topless.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, 100 different roller coasters.
Yeah.
So you clearly like roller coasters.
Yep.
And why topless?
It is something that I've always liked to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've always gone I've always put tape over top of my nipples.
Okay.
Like I always do the sort of electrical tape.
I get it.
Over that.
Like Dykes on Bikes.
Mm-hmm. So when I was younger, I went to a pride parade and I saw the Dykes on Bikes with the electrical tape.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that was the first time I ever saw D. Yes, D was like a young bully D.
Yeah.
And she was on a motorcycle. Okay, D, calm down. She just said, hey, don't talk about that time I was driving a Honda. Like, okay, D.
Okay, D.
We know you have a hog or whatever the hell you call it now.
Yeah.
Harley Davidson or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so she was driving a Honda though. Sorry. And I saw her breasts with the tape.
How old were you?
I was 8.
Okay.
And then I thought, I don't like that. So D moved on. I didn't like the way it looked on her. And then I saw this other bully D come through and she didn't. I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. So anyways, I was riding roller coasters anyways.
Yeah.
Like all the time. Hundreds.
Okay.
Every summer I was riding hundreds and hundreds of.
As a child.
Yes. Wow. I would travel. I would hitchhike.
Okay.
And I would hitchhike as a small child and I had one of those sticks with the.
Yeah.
With the thing.
The plaid
on the,
bag.
Yes.
Whatever, yeah.
The like whatever. The ribbon. Whatever the fuck it's called. You know, scarf that I had put one sweater in. And I sort
maybe
of
an apple
and an apple. Yeah, exactly. And so then I would travel BC, British Columbia, and I would say, hey, where's the next fair?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, six towns over.
Yeah, Fernie.
In Fernie, BC. Yeah. And I'd be like, all right. Sometimes I would jump on trains.
Wow.
And I would go on cargo trains or whatever.
And where were your parents during all this?
They were busy.
You've been independent for so long.
They never paid enough attention to me.
Wow.
I know. They didn't know where I was. I was the third kid, man.
Yeah.
When the third kid comes around, you can literally hop on trains and travel around British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And they won't know you're gone.
Fair.
When I came back, they were like,
hey.
Like they would just go, hey. And I'd be like, hey, like I've been gone for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like I was gone from June, July, and August. That's when the best fairs happen.
Yeah.
And when I would come back after 3 whole months, I would just get.
Whoa.
Like what?
What?
So, yeah.
Yeah, and you still to this day?
Oh yeah.
Topless.
Yes.
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 And has anyone ever been offended by that?
I do get kicked off a lot of rides out of parks, but I have different disguises. I do whatever I can to get on those rides.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to me.
And last question.
Yeah, sure.
Do you ever injure yourself being topless on a roller coaster? Like, do they ever kind of hit you or anything?
Oh yeah, they're so long now that they do. Yes. It's like the each one is on its own ride.
Yeah.
Like you can tell when we're going down, they're going up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So I definitely am getting hurt, not from anything but them.
Okay.
And sort of gravity doing its thing. Mm. But hey, baby, that's life.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I never asked you about that in our like personal life.
No,
so.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem.
Now, I want to switch gears for a second.
Please do.
I want to do a big shout out to Hank Pine.
Oh, yes.
Hank Pine masters all of our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a cutie pie, angel boy, lover man, kind guy, boy guy man.
Because
that's how he identifies.
It is.
And we love him.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for him.
You know, too, we drop this pod Wednesdays at 12 a.m. Tuesday nights at midnight if you want to, you know, whatever. It's when the Tuesday turns into Wednesday.
That's right.
Let me tell you, you know, mastering it takes a couple minutes. And if we send it to him at 11:58 on a Tuesday night, 11:59, we got that fucking podcast back ready for upload.
He brings it back.
Yeah, he stops what he's doing and he fucking masters it.
And he fucking masters it.
Oh, too much. Watch your language,
chill
Ryan.
Out.
The Langley's coming out of me.
Oh my God. You're always fucking stuff lately. Yeah, You're always saying fucking.
Gotta calm down. What's up with me?
Listen, Hank, he's an angel man. Mm-hmm. And you know what he keeps saying? Amy, stop sending me the files wrong. And I say, I can't remember. Yeah. He says, send it to me as a WAV file, Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, I don't know. What? And then I say, Ryan, how do I do? And he goes, okay, Amy, I'll video my screen and show you how to do this because you don't know what to do.
Hey, it's trial by error.
It's trial and error.
Trial and error.
Brian.
At least I got two of them right.
It never gets old for me. I can't wait to do a compilation. How are we going to find them all?
There's like two per episode at least, very easy.
So if you're not following Hank Pine, go and find him.
Yeah.
Because guess what, boys? He's cute.
He's super cute, and he's a musician, and he's teaching music right now, and he's got a big one.
Brian.
You might have to edit that out. D.
Brian.
Shut up.
He's got a big one? Okay, anyway. He's got a big personality. Big personality.
That's what I meant.
It was?
Yes.
I want I want people to start telling me everything that they've done to their face.
Oh.
I want to normalize. I want to be able to walk up to somebody. Let me tell you something. Let me preface.
Go.
Last night, I went to a restaurant.
Okay.
Went for dinner. A few friends. Nice. Ran into a mutual friend who happens to be a friend of a friend. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
We've been on trips with her. She's lovely. She's great. But she's really good friends with a really good friend of ours.
Okay.
Anyways, so I know her, but not deeply. Mm-hmm. Okay? If I knew her deeply, you know, I'd be saying, what's going on?
Yeah.
When we saw her, right away, I clocked. Damn, this bitch looks good.
Yeah.
What the hell? And I was staring at her face the whole time, trying to be nonchalant, but I needed to know. I needed a better look. Something was happening.
She was snatched?
She was snatched. Mm. So she goes over to her table. We sit down. The second she goes over to her table, the friends that we've met for dinner goes, she's done something to her face. And I'm like, I know. She looks amazing. She's always looked amazing, but there's something special going on. So I was mad because I feel like I know her enough that if I were to say, bitch, you look amazing. Mm-hmm. What the hell is in your face? Or what did you do? Because I want to do that.
Exactly.
Please help me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I couldn't say that to her. So fast forward today, I went to my first personal training session.
D? Because I'm a strong woman.
It was personal training for physical fitness.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. It's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. I've been in and out of fitness working. You know that?
I know that.
Fitness working.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had personal training sessions. I am a former athlete.
You are.
You know that about me.
Some say current athlete too.
Some say that I will pick up a tennis racket or two for lessons.
Did you get drafted at the WNBA draft yesterday?
Yep.
Yep.
I did. I'm playing for the Montreal Pistons.
Okay.
Anyways, so I went there and we were talking about this and I said, you look good. And he said, I know. And anyways, we started talking about things. You know, I have Botox in my face. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
So we were saying back and forth, I wish people would just talk about it. And he was talking about how, you know, he had a Botox party at his house. And I was like, yes, I love that. Like Botox parties usually, I believe, are like when you hire somebody, you sort of guarantee them a bunch of like work, like people to come in and get it done. And then you get it at a discounted price.
Definitely.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody. For her to walk in, or him to walk in and do a bunch of faces and walk out of there with, I don't know, a few hundred, maybe more than $1,000, maybe $10,000. Who knows? Maybe 50 grand, maybe $1 million.
Or them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly.
I'm a work in progress.
I am a work in progress.
Yes.
I'm under construction.
We're still under construction.
We're under construction.
I forgot about that.
So anyways, we were agreeing that it was like, we want to just be able to talk about that. If someone asks me, you know, I'm the first of all, I'm saying it and people don't even want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you know I have Botox? Your skin looks good, Amy. It's Botox.
Yeah.
Or like whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, but I'm mad that people don't share the wealth.
Fair.
I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me what's going on.
Yes.
Because I can't keep watching all of these Instagram pages where they're like, do this, a little bit of this here. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you want a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And I don't know if those results are good. Because one has a ring light and one doesn't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
The before and after sometimes when there's not a big difference. Just a difference in lighting and maybe a little Photoshop.
Yeah.
Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining.
Do not piss on me and tell me that there's a rainstorm. Because I'll know the difference.
Do you want to ask me anything about my face?
I would love for you to share what's in your face.
Okay, so I don't do a lot, but I have a girl, and I let her do things to my face at a discounted price. But I want to say, you know, I've seen her probably 5-6 times, and I don't usually do a lot. I usually want to kind of fix the bags under my eyes,
sure.
So she's done some PRP on that. I have a little bump at the top of my nose. She puts a little filler in there to straighten it out, but I've been really against Botox in my forehead because my experiences with it in the past have not worked out for me. I don't like looking at my face. So this time she comes over and I'm like, okay, you know, this crease in my forehead, it's really still. Can we do anything? I don't want Botox though. And she's like, let me just put a little bit, just a little bit. And then she puts some like Sculptra with hydrolic acid or something. I don't know. I just go, do what you think.
Yeah.
Anyway, day goes by, another day goes by. I'm like, I don't really notice anything. I do a show. 3 days later, they take some cast photos. Okay.
What's the matter?
Okay. I didn't think I noticed a difference. And I was almost mad too that I was paying this woman and not seeing results. I was like, why am I paying her? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Then I saw the photos and I was like, oh no, it worked.
And
there it is. And there are some differences. And I looked a little bit like the Joker and I hadn't seen myself look like that in a while. I've looked like that before and I promised myself I wouldn't do anything to my face again.
Right.
And then you just do it.
Hey.
So what I'm trying to say is find out what your friend got because exactly, I want to find out what is right for me because I keep spending money on my face and not being fully happy with the results.
I know.
It's annoying.
I don't know. We're all different.
Yeah.
And listen, if you don't get it and you don't want it and you're against it, great.
Yeah.
Love it. Love you still.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Exactly.
Okay?
Mm.
But listen, I like it. And also, fuzz off.
Fuzz off.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Also, fuzz off. Honestly.
I think Brad Pitt got a facelift. My friend told me about that and I Googled it. And if you look at before and after, he looked real good.
Really?
Real good because he was hiding for a while, I guess. And I would imagine a facelift will take a little bit of recovery time.
Yeah.
And he was out of the spotlight for a few weeks.
Where was he?
He was healing where he was.
He was out of the spotlight.
But my friend also told me, now they don't really pull your face. They pull this other weird layer underneath, which is like better for you and it won't like damage you as much. But I saw the before and after and he's 60. Brad Pitt is fucking 60 or almost 60.
Wow.
He's one of the most handsome men in the world. So, I mean, even if he didn't get any work done, I'm sure he'd look great. But I want to get all the work done.
Can I tell you something? can I tell you something, though?
Yeah, go.
You know how you're afraid of explosions?
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid of a lot of stuff that people do, though, to their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm afraid the threads, when people put threads in their face.
Oof.
No, we've talked about that.
Yeah, I have a couple of people who do it in my life.
Yeah, and that's, I don't like, I mean, no judgment. I'm just, for me, I'm afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
People who snip, there's this face thing you can get where you like snip by your ear or something, and then you take a piece like skin off the by your ear, and then it snatches your jawline.
Oh.
I like the sounds of it, but I don't. The thing is, it's like, what am I willing to partake in that may or may not just completely like wreak havoc on my face?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, filler is, I've heard, is you can dissolve it.
Mm-hmm.
Botox will eventually go away.
Yeah.
Although there are risks. No, like, actually, hey, oh my God, I'm not a doctor. Don't do this. I'm a therapist, but I'm not like a face person.
Yeah.
Because I know they have to tell you all the complications that could happen. Mm-hmm. You could paralyze your face.
Yeah.
Like, of course, all those things could happen.
I always just sign it and go, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't read any of it.
You're like, okay, yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Like, we have to tell you this. I know. Maybe for me, it's the incision stuff that scares me.
Mm.
I don't want you to like cut my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But I don't know.
Join our Patreon so you can see our journeys.
Ryan and I keep sending pictures of ourselves back and forth to each other where we look like totally fucked. And then we both just say, we both chalk it up to, This is our journey. We're on a journey.
We are.
And we're trying to figure out what works best for us. And it's our journey. And it's also our own journeys.
And rewind, trial and error.
Trial and error.
Yes.
I think it is trial and error. What did you say?
Trial by error.
Trial by error. Trial and error. Hold for Googling. Trial and error.
There you go.
I was right. And if D edited that out, he just called me a dyke. I wrote, because I wrote trail instead of trial when I was Googling it, and then Ryan just responded with dyke.
Okay, sorry, that was...
what's up, man?
That was just a, I don't know, a little outburst.
Why? That's right.
Just hit myself.
Thank you.
I need to bring something up. You know what gets me real mad? You know this.
What's up?
Text etiquette. We've talked about this a lot. But I have a new thing that's bothering me with people texting. A new one. I've never brought this up.
What?
Okay. So this happened to me twice in the last like week or two. Someone will text me, you know, say it's Tuesday, 1 o'clock. Hey, what are you doing? And I respond, working with Amy, or I'm working at the bar, or yeah. I'm on a, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then nothing. I think if someone asks me what I'm doing and then I answer,
yeah.
they need to text one more time and say, ah, oh, too bad, wanted to know if you wanted to come for a walk.
Yeah.
Or wanted to know we're going to a movie. But twice or maybe even three people in the last week or two have asked me what I'm doing. I've responded and then nothing.
I don't understand.
I don't understand that. Like, why did you text me in the first place? I get it. I answered it. You asked me a question. I answered it. So in their mind, they're probably like, okay, he's busy.
Yeah.
They move on with their day. But I believe there's a third text that needs to be texted letting me know why they texted me, why they wanted to know what I was doing, what are they doing? Because you know what? If you tell me what you're doing, I might go, okay, I'm going to ditch this dyke.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Amy, oh, I don't feel good. And then I leave and I go watch a movie at Tinseltown. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yes, at Tinseltown.
Yeah. Anyway, it really riled me up and I had to talk about it on the pod.
You've come to the right podcast because I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't think, I mean, listen, I got a lot of experiences of other type of text etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. And you know I could go off queen right now.
Go off queen.
But what I want to tell you, I keep hair flipping today. I don't know why.
She's
I just
sassy.
I'm feeling sassed up.
I wish I had hair to do that.
I wish you were wearing a wig.
No, maybe next week.
Okay. Anyways, I don't like that.
Mm.
Why are you asking me what I'm doing?
I know.
I am the first person to be like, what? Why? What's up? What do you want?
Yeah.
I would be like, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, fucking dot.
Yeah.
I should be talking to my stepmom. That's how you use dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
If you reply to, why? What do you want? Dot, dot, dot. Like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You know what people do to me sometimes?
What's that?
Hey, how are you? Yeah. Good. You. And then nothing. Okay, listen.
Oh, I know. A certain friend of yours that used to be pretty bad at that.
Who did this?
Hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I know who you're talking about. This person, I didn't know her very well, and we were working together on something, and so we were exchanging, we exchanged numbers, and we were talking.
Yeah.
It was the worst text etiquette I've ever seen. In my, they would just say hi sometimes, and then nothing. I'd be like, hello, yes, hi, what's up?
Yeah.
Or they go, can I ask you a question? And then I'd be like, yeah, what's up? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was the biggest gaslighting text messages ever.
How does that make sense? Like, how?
Why are you doing that
in that
to
person's
me?
Head? I don't get it. There's a certain girl that I've complained about from work a couple of times who just doesn't like to text back at all. And this morning I was looking at my week ahead and I'm like, oh, we can't work together on Thursday. So I texted her. I'm like, you know, I saw that she worked actually, but I'm like, do you want to play tennis on Thursday morning before you work? I know it's kind of early. And now it's, I want to say 6 hours have gone by and she's not texting me back.
You saw it.
And I checked the schedule at work today. She's not working.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You go poo. You go poo.
Yes.
And you see your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You see your phone when you, oh, you're telling me that you don't take your phone when you go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Lies.
Yes.
You're a liar.
You know what I think one of these people said to me before when I was complaining about this? They're like, Ryan, think about a text message like a letter that you're mailing.
Okay.
If I'm going to read that letter, do I have to write you a letter back right away? No, you don't. That's a letter.
But you have to respond.
Yes. But if also, if I'm having a conversation with you, like, then you need to respond ASAP.
Who told you that?
Well, I'm not going to say any names.
Well, who?
But they're going to burn in hell.
They are going to burn in hell. Because let me tell you this. Whoever, we're going to call her Ringo.
Ringo.
Ringo told you this. And hey, guess what, Ringo, if you're listening, text messaging is not like writing a letter.
Yeah.
They are two different types of correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Just like, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a different type of contact correspondence.
Yes.
Yes, two are both texts. Okay? They are both, yes, you are using text,
mm-hmm.
like the literal sense, letters. The language that you're writing in, okay?
Yeah,
whether
yeah,
you're tip, click, clacking, or you're writing.
Yeah.
You still here?
There's steam coming out of her head right now, PLT ears.
I swear I have a point coming, Ringo. My point is coming, Ringo. My point is, yeah. It is not like writing a letter.
No.
Text messages, it's instant messaging.
Yeah.
It's called instant messaging.
Yeah.
So the conversation is instant. Mm-hmm. It's not like writing a letter. Writing a letter is not chalked up to be instant messaging. Mm. That's called snail mail.
Yeah.
Snails are slow.
It's true.
You can reply mm-hmm. later.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that being said, let me tell you something.
Go on.
Now that the smoke has cleared from my head, I want to tell you that I do think you and I, come on, we have to be a little bit realistic with ourselves.
Yeah.
We could chill out a little bit.
Agreed.
With wanting a quick response.
Text me in an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that works. Or it doesn't work. But now 6 hours have gone by.
Nothing.
Without a reply.
And what am I? Am I some sort of POS?
Yeah.
Am I some just little pile of shite?
You know what I think it is too? This is going to make them feel bad. We're busy people. We plan our days, if not weeks ahead.
Look at my calendar. Go ahead. I dare you.
Exactly. And when I knew I had Thursday free from you and the bar, which does not happen very often, let me tell you that.
No.
And I want to be specific with what I'm doing because we have not played tennis once this year. So she's the first person I reached out to. And guess what? That might be the last.
Brian, don't cut her out of your life. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, it's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
And you're going to find out what it does mean to him,
yeah.
Which means you're out of his life.
And here's the thing also. I have expressed to you that this bothers me. I know I'm a bit crazy. We said we both are a little bit about this. But if you know that it bothers me, I think you're just egging me on now by not responding. You're probably looking at your phone going, I'm going to piss him off. I'm not going to respond until fucking Wednesday at midnight.
You think she's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
You think she's looking at her phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was reading the shampoo bottle. It's not 1991.
Yeah.
You weren't.
True.
You're on your contraption. Okay? Oh, I was looking at a magazine that I found.
No, you weren't.
I was looking at my bathroom magazines that have been in here for months, and I read them 1,000.
It's 1991.
I was reading my mom's Reader's Digest. No, you weren't. That's what I used to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I used to learn about middle-aged women.
There you go.
And it was confusing to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
A lot going on.
Anyways, she goes poo.
Yeah, she goes
That's
poo.
That's all I'm going to say.
She's got a new puppy who's like not even a puppy anymore.
Oh,
so
who
she's
gives
busy.
A shit.
And
just
now
kidding.
She's listening. She knows I'm coming for her because she knows. She's like, is this me? Is this? Oh, it's me. He brought up the new dog.
Is this me? Is this me? Yeah, it's you.
Oh,
I have a bone to pick.
Go on. No, we're heated
that,
now.
That was it. No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
No, that was the bone.
That was the bone.
Listen, I know you're talking about I really love her, but
I love her.
Stop
too.
It. Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it.
Get better at that. You're hurting our feelings.
Respect your elders.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Hey.
I don't know what it means to me.
Hey.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Okay. Take out DTV.
Can I just tell you something?
What's that?
When I'm going off.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Just chill?
No, I just need you to just chill out. You know, honestly, and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, I get that.
No,
it
seriously.
It felt weird doing it.
No, listen, because like I know you just got your feelings hurt by the text message thing,
mm-hmm.
that she's not, when she's going poo, she's not texting you back.
Yeah.
And I don't want to dogpile on that.
Yeah.
That's something that people say.
Yeah.
But what I do want to tell you is, don't do that again.
She poos a lot too.
Honestly, that's none of my business.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that she does go.
Because
I know that.
Yeah.
Or she'd be very, it wouldn't be good for her.
Everyone at work makes fun of her. She's always in the washroom pooing.
Brian.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I really want to say really quickly to another girl at my work was in San Francisco this past weekend.
Okay, go on.
And ran into two PLT listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, she sent me a photo and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I don't think I know them. And she's like, oh my God, I was on PLT. And she was the one who told the story about sleeping in the bed of the guy she hooked up with dad.
Right.
And then she sent us in that, you know, that she was our voice caller or whatever. And then she hung up and she was like, oh, that one. And we had a good laugh.
You made it up.
She was in San Francisco. And yeah, they were like, that's you. They're like, they were starstruck by her because it was her story.
They remembered her story.
Yeah. She brought that up. She's like, I was actually on the podcast. And I just thought it was really cool. They took a photo and one of them's moving to Vancouver. So if you're listening, hit me up.
If you're listening, hit him up. Come on, babies. We want to be friends with you, PLTers.
Yes.
Come on.
And maybe I want a little bit more.
And maybe, well, if they listen to last week's episode, they're going to hear me, what I said about Americans.
Whoa.
They're not going to be friends with us anymore.
Hey, you know what? You took your shot.
Please be friends with us.
Come on, please.
I didn't mean all Americans.
Please.
Most Canadians are trash, too.
Yes.
They're trash. We're all trash.
Oh, come on.
Please, come on.
Sit down.
What else you got?
So, did you know that Billie Eilish is apparently in a thruple?
I did not know that she was even dating one person, let alone two.
Well, I've got some hot goss, D.
Yeah, thank you. If you didn't do that, I was going to do that.
Here it came. Here it came.
Here it came.
Now listen, it never come clean. Now listen, I read, this is hot off the press.
Whoa.
I read that apparently Billie Eilish, that's how you say it, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is apparently maybe in a throuple. And you want to know why people think that?
Why is that?
Because at Coachella recently, by the way, I never want to go to Coachella ever. No. I never want to go there.
Really? Not even in your private little fucking
booth?
Yeah, remember you talked about you want to go to festivals, but you want to be in your own.
Yes, I do. Okay, wait. Only if. Okay, fine. I'll go to Coachella if the ticket's free and I get to be like forklifted up into my own little square.
Yes.
I told you that. It's like a little pig pen up in the sky.
Yep.
Nobody looks at me.
Open bar, your own washroom.
I want to be able to go and do as I please up there. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Is that too much to ask?
Not at all.
Hook it up, you guys, if you work for Coachella. Okay. Anyways, everybody. Okay.
Hook
so
it up.
Hook it up. So Billie Eilish was at Billie Eilish was at Coachella.
Yeah.
And there's video footage of her kissing two gals.
Two gals.
One video is of her kissing a YouTuber.
Oh.
And the other one is of her kissing, and I quote, a movie star. Okay, now there's two things. Can I just tell you two things?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, one, first of all, the one that she was kissing the YouTuber, no, the one that she was kissing the movie star kissed her on the cheek. Oh. So I was a little bit pissed about that.
Yeah.
They, of course, they showed that video second because the first one with the Hottie McNaughty YouTuber, they shared a mouth-on-mouth kiss.
Ooh.
Okay, and also in these videos, Billie Eilish is really giving Lil Daddy energy. She's a tiny Lil Daddy, and I'm going to tell you, when I saw her documentary, which I loved.
I need to watch it.
I don't know if there's two out, but the first one, so good. The whole time I was like, this bitch is queer.
Mm.
She doesn't know it yet. Now listen, I've been wrong before.
She's young. Isn't she like 20-ish? 23
she's young.
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah. And in this documentary, she was quite young. She was dating a boy. Well, now she says she's bisexual. It's none of my business.
No, it's not.
But I'm just saying, her little daddiness, regardless.
Her little daddiness.
She's a little daddy. Yeah, I will show you before
okay,
we leave today.
Okay.
Anyway, so she's little daddying around Coachella, having a kiss on whomever.
Mm-hmm.
So they think she's a thruple. But the funniest part about it was the fact that this person was described as a movie star. Never seen them in my life. What if someone asked you what you did for a living and you said, I'm a movie star?
I was going to say, do we even use that term anymore?
Nobody says movie star anymore.
No, and if we do a movie star, it's almost like you think of like Clark Gable or like, you know, old school people. I can't even think anymore. Judy Garland was a movie star.
Exactly. A movie star, baby.
Warren Beatty was a movie star.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield, movie star.
Okay, let's see what it feels like. Rodney Dangerfield, movie. Devin Sawa,
movie star.
Blockbuster movie star.
Yeah.
Well, let's try this on for a minute.
Okay.
I'm gonna introduce myself to you.
Yeah.
And you're a movie star.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe you ask me what I do, and then I'll ask you what you do, okay?
Sure, yeah.
Hi, how's it going? My name's Jamie. What's your name?
Oh, hey, Jamie. I'm Brian. So nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you. So.
Yeah, so, what do you do? Tell me about yourself.
I'm a construction worker.
Oh, nice. That's hard work.
I know.
I hear it pays real well.
It pays okay. Yeah. So yeah, I make about $50 an hour.
Oh, and that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I swing a lot of hammers and I saw stuff. So it's crazy. Anyways, what do you do for a living?
It's funny you ask. I'm actually a movie star.
You're a movie star?
Yeah.
How does one identify as a movie star?
You star in movies, you fucking idiot.
Okay, so this is the thing. The thing is that I wasn't
sure. She just gave me a look.
I didn't like the way you ended that.
Well, yeah.
Because you decided that you were going to go that route,
mm-hmm.
and you called me a stupid fucking bitch, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember now because I saw white.
I was acting in that character, that movie star, was a real douche.
Okay.
Sorry you had to meet him.
I thought it was you. Like,
no,
I
no,
didn't
no,
like
no, no, no.
I know I'm not a construction worker, but like you can tell I kind of look like a construction worker.
Yeah.
So I thought you can tell
I'm not a movie star. Yeah. So you should have been able
Brian,
to like really separate that.
You look like a movie star.
Oh, even with my new face.
Oh, yes.
Join our Patreon so you can
Please.
See my new face.
Please join our Patreon so that Ryan can dissolve everything that's in his face. He needs it. You still have to pay for the dissolving, I think.
I know, it's just our journey.
Jojo Siwa.
So we've talked about this a lot where we can't find PLT stories, right? And I always want to ask my mom.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Because I also like texting my mom. You know, I don't text her. How often do you text or talk to your mom?
I mean, I try to text her every day, but sometimes it's like every few days.
Yeah, I'm around the same. I think I text my mom probably 3 different days a week, maybe 4.
Yeah.
Anyway, I text her again this morning. I'm like, I just asked my mom right away. I'm like, hey, mom, did I ever piss myself growing up? And she's like, well, no, not after you were potty trained.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay, trying to think of other things. And then I remembered something. Do you know that when I was in kindergarten, my kindergarten teacher wanted to hold me back and make me take kindergarten again?
I don't know if I ever told you that. Why?
Because I was an emotional child. I think I might have talked about before. At the end of, you know, the school day, whatever, I would be waiting out front with the other students for their parents to come get us. And I love my mom, but she would always be one of the last people to come get me. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a car. She walked. We didn't live that far, probably a 20-minute walk. But she would come, and she had 2 other kids. She had a lot on the go.
Okay, she was busy. She was
busy. A 25-year-old mother of 3.
She's a busy drag queen.
Busy drag queen. But when I saw all the other kids leave and I would just stand there and then I was like sometimes the last one or the last two, I would burst into tears.
Because
I would think that my mama damn near forgot about me.
I know.
My mama dang gone left.
Hey, chill. Your southern accent's coming out again.
Anyway, and so then I brought that up and my mom, I was like, Mom, why did she want to hold me back? And my mom just answered, because she was a bitch.
What does that have to do with holding you back? Because you were sad about your mom not coming.
I think maybe like, I mean, I can't remember what you learn in kindergarten, like the alphabet and just like interacting with other students.
Right.
But I've also realized at 46 years old, I am a slow learner.
Hey.
It took me 46 years of life to realize this. But I'm trying to think, you know, I've excelled at certain jobs and certain things I do in my life. But even right now, actually, this is why I'm thinking about it, because I became a wedding officiant. And I have a lot of questions all the time for my boss. And I think she's getting annoyed with me, but I don't care. I need to ask. Because here's the thing. Give me a few more weddings. I'm going to be the fucking best guy in your roster.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep,
I'm going to fucking hit it out of the park.
Yep.
But at the beginning, it don't come to me real quick.
Right.
Also because it's just the way I'm wired. And so the only reason I'm saying that is because when I go back to kindergarten, it must have been the same thing. My first time being with a handful of other kids and learning what ABCD meant. I still have troubles with that to
Brian,
this day.
Brian, you couldn't even say ABCD just now.
No,
it was really hard for you.
I can't remember. It's like ABQRTVL.
No, it's not.
MNESTZV.
Oh, my God. Brian, that's okay.
It was close though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom also said, yeah, she was a bitch. And she's like, you know what really happened? And I go, what? She goes, she thought me and your dad were hippies. And I remember hearing this from a lot of different people and parents because my parents were young when they had us and they were partiers. They had fun. They did things. They went out and all this. Everyone thought they were hippies. And I think they thought they were hippies more than anyone else, to be totally honest. And she, you know, we had a good laugh about it though today, though, 40 years later.
I also love the dating of like, the word hippie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like no one would say that anymore. Like, mm-hmm. they're hippies.
Yes.
She thought we were hippies.
In the mid-80s, does that even make sense?
And you were in kindergarten in 1959.
Yes.
And so
nailed it.
I know. So they must have known that hippies were coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because hippies came in, what, the 60s?
60s.
Oh, in 1959, yeah. Yeah. So that's when it probably did happen.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like being in kindergarten in 1959?
Well, it was really interesting. Like, we didn't even have pencils. We would just, we would use eels from the ocean, and we would squirt out the ink, and I would use my fingers, and then we just had a big bowl in the middle of the room that we would all take turns.
Eels have ink?
Yeah, if you squeeze an eel.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
If not, come for me, okay?
If not,
come for me.
You weren't born, you didn't go to kindergarten in 1959 if you're listening to this, and if you did... Try and come for him. You don't even know how to.
Mm-hmm. And I always remember in kindergarten, Albert Einstein came to our class one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do remember that.
Yep.
Did you catch on to anything he was saying?
No, right over my head. Yeah. And then we also saw the premiere of Wizard of Oz in 1913.
The premiere of Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, the premiere.
Premiere, yeah.
I'm sorry that you meant the Canadian premiere.
Oh, no. The premiere.
The premiere, yeah.
Premiere.
Premiere.
I said it kind of wrong. But yeah, we saw Wizard of Oz. It was real different. So now with like AI and Amazon droning shit to your front door, I've seen a lot.
I got to tell you something.
What's that?
I'm changing gears for a second.
Okay.
Speaking of AI, you know we don't like it.
Well, I know you hate it.
Listen, it's very interesting. It's cool, sophisticated, but I don't... It's scary and it's doing bad things.
It might kill us all.
It's going to kill us all. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I don't know if it will, but here's the thing. I signed an NDA recently on something I was working on. I can't talk about it.
Well, signed an NDA.
It's a non-disclosure agreement.
But you sound pretty cool right now.
What I can tell you is that they wanted me to sign another thing that said it was about something to do with filming. And a part of this contract said... we also could use your like. We also, you're forgoing that we could use your likeness. And I was like, I'm not signing this. It was my first time that I was seeing something to do with me mm-hmm. that someone was saying, we can use your likeness, which I believe has to do with the AI, where like Whoa. You can use my face for like AI stuff.
Oh.
No, you can't.
Thank you. No.
No, you cannot.
Wow, that's scary.
I know. So I was like, I reached out to the production and I was like, so I'm not signing this? And they were like, okay, well, you don't have to. And I was like, great, good
Perfect.
To know.
It's weird to say that because I was watching Days of Our Lives yesterday and they were doing this scene in the restaurant, you know, the Salem pub. And there was this extra in the background that looked exactly like you. So I'm wondering if they used your face and if that was AI. I don't know.
Ryan.
Sorry I brought that up.
Why would you bring this up?
Hey, I'm surprised I didn't text you right away and let you know that you were on Days of Our Lives.
Well, that's pretty sweet. I do like that.
Yeah.
What was I doing?
Yeah, you were just talking. You were one of those extras, though, that was like extra-ing too hard, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Have you ever watched TV shows or movies and see the extras in the background and they're like going off?
We call them background now, not extras.
Sorry, background performers. And they're just like so animated and like, chill out, man. Steven Spielberg isn't going to watch this movie and go... Stop it for a second.
Stop it.
Who is that girl at the table in the back? She is the new Wonder Woman. Find out who that is and fly her to fucking Los Angeles right now.
Brian, they're making the scene go round. We're nothing without background artists.
I know.
Okay, we need them.
I did it for 1 year of my life.
Well, what you did you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But what happened is that I had like my background agent and then I had my acting agent and I would commit to doing like 3 days on Smallville or whatever. And then on the second day I would get an email saying, oh, you have an audition tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, but I've already committed to be on set at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember one day I went up to like the person that was in charge of the shoot, whatever. And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, what? I'm like, I just found out my washer and dryer like exploded.
Explosions.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have to go right now. There's like water everywhere and electronic and like electricity. Like I have to go take care
of
this.
There's electricity everywhere.
And they did not believe a word that was coming out of my mouth. Like yeah. I want to be in Survivor, but I can't even lie about anything. I don't know. Anyway, I was there. They said, well, you can go, but if you leave, you're not getting paid a cent for today. And I'd already been there for a few hours. So I said, I'll see what I can do.
And then?
And then I was like, oh, they're going to fix it. It's okay.
The electricity got back into the wall.
Yeah,
so.
And I just didn't go to my audition. But the problem being I couldn't balance both because just like auditions you find out the day before and I was committing to background days in advance, blah, blah, blah. But I loved it because sometimes you get upgraded and you meet famous people or you see famous people like, oh my God, Amy Goodmurphy, she's right there.
That's what would happen when people would see me, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So
imagine that it was a background performer on Wild Cards.
I would like that a lot.
Okay, Amy, back to ones.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, just say your line. And then background performer, sorry, what's your name again? Brian, can you just chill out a bit? You're looking at the camera a lot. And stop looking at Amy.
Yeah.
And stop looking at the camera.
And stop trying to make Amy laugh, actually. So there's a dead body here. You're just supposed to grab that croissant and you walk away.
This is true.
Stop walking towards Amy. Stop touching her.
Yeah.
Brian, I want that to be so. I want that so badly.
Well,
we'll make it so.
We will.
Now listen, the Golden Bachelor, they're already divorcing.
There's something about that show. It's like...
It's so stupid.
It never work out.
It never work out. It never work out. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to anymore. Mm-hmm. Because they've cracked the code. They're like, okay, now we're famous. Now we can like get endorsements and stuff and like do deals.
Yeah.
You don't have to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Probably make more money if they stay together.
Yeah.
But they've already established themselves.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about it? Because I didn't pay much attention to The Golden Bachelor, but you did.
I did. I was actually shocked that he picked, I think her name was Teresa. She wasn't the front runner for me. He had two other final women that were very, very great. And he didn't pick neither of them, and I was kind of like, what? But he obviously had some sort of connection, so I just believe that they were like, you know, connected on a deeper level, but clearly not. And I saw online too that they didn't want to move, so that's why it didn't work out too, which is just obviously an excuse.
You got married.
Exactly. Like,
that's insane.
And then there was another woman on the show who I didn't even recognize, because you kind of get to know the final six, the final eight, you know, because they're in a lot of the episodes. But there was this woman, and she was just quoted as saying, I dodged a bullet with that one.
Okay. With him.
Trying to get in the limelight. Kay, whatever your name is, Ruth L. Like, you got knocked out pretty quick. You didn't dodge any bullet. Like, shut up.
Was he, like, was his personality attractive?
He was great.
Yeah?
He was nice. He was just a regular older man. He was very emotional, which was nice. Because, you know, these bachelors and bachelorettes can be, like, so cool and hot and whatever.
Yeah.
He cried and he was just really, you know, his wife had passed and it was really hard for him to, like, move on and obviously, I guess, be in the spotlight and do this show as well. But that was the good thing about the show, and that's why a lot of people liked it, is that there wasn't as much cattiness. There was one little storyline of these two women that kind of fought that they followed, but other than that, it was just kind of a fun journey.
Hmm.
It was his journey, just like our faces.
Just like our faces.
And they can even lie and try to stay together, you know, just for the franchise. I feel ABC would be like, we're going to give you $100,000. Stay together. Okay. This is making us look like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And is he going to go with one of the girls that he didn't pick now?
Truly. I feel like, honestly, I wonder if they could give a shit. It's like any press is good press for them because everyone watches year after, I was going to say year after year. No, aren't they like back to back to back now?
There's a lot now. Yeah. Cause it starts, not that I know.
Right.
But it starts in January with The Bachelor, and we're on a little hiatus right now, but The Bachelorette, I think, starts next month.
Okay.
And then I want to say in August, we have Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
And then come the fall/winter, we have The Golden Bachelor.
Brian.
A full year of Bachelor Nation.
What are you, the TV guide?
I might be.
Well, then if you are, when's Love is Blind coming back?
I think they already filmed season 7 or 6, whatever's next.
I can't wait.
So, yeah.
What's happening with Barnett and what's her name? Barnett.
Barnett.
Barnett. They love themselves so much.
I have another TV show to talk about.
What?
And a lot of our listeners might not know this because you don't have cable, but I think the clips get shared online a bunch. It's been on for a very long time. It's a show called What Would You Do?
Yeah.
It's on ABC. And I can't remember. I think I'm watching American Idol. That's what it's, because I'll record my shows because I'm a middle-aged man. And at the end of your show, before you stop your DVR, it goes into the next show. And it's What Would You Do? And sometimes I'm like, oh, no, please don't end. I should start recording that. Anyway, one night I decided a couple Sundays ago, whatever, I'm like, I'm going to watch What Would You Do? And if you don't know What Would You Do is, it's a show where they set up hidden cameras in a restaurant, in a gym, wherever, and they stage situations to see how people will react. For example, there might be a situation at a restaurant where a son has brought his girlfriend to meet his mom for the first time, and maybe that girlfriend will be a different ethnicity. And they're all actors, and the mother, she has been told to not be okay with the ethnicity of this daughter. Mm-hmm. And she will be vocal about it in the restaurant. And then they will, with hidden cameras, see other people and see who intervenes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My question for you is, could you be one of the actors on the show? Could you be that mom who was being slightly... I'll say the word racist because
she... Not slightly, she's racist.
She's being very racist because she was not okay with the ethnicity of the girl that his son has decided to date. I don't think I could be the actor doing that because it would just... With these people looking at me and judging at me, I know, I guess that is what acting is, but this is a little different because it's live. It's like hidden cameras. It's not a movie. You know, there's no script. This is... You're trying to be as real as you can. I couldn't do it.
I don't think I could do it for a show like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I could play a character. It would be tough. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be easy. I often think about that. I think about people in movies who play these, like, horrific people, characters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you really had to be play that person. I've never had to do that. Yes. We'll see.
Her resume is just starting.
It's just budding. Mm-hmm. It's springtime on that resume.
That's right. But I wanted to say, too, one of our first big breaks, because we've had several, when we were on the hit YTV show, The Funny Pit.
I was going to say.
We were the hidden camera crew, and we actually had to do hidden camera gags, but it never involved a race or, you know, really making anyone feel shitty. It would be coming out of a tanning bed, very burnt. Didn't you do that one or something like that?
Yeah, once I was in a tanning salon, and I had to... Multiple times when people were waiting for their tans, they spray painted my body orange, mm-hmm. and I had to come out of a tanning bed and run out and start screaming that I burnt myself too bad. And I'll never forget this one woman who was so, she believed it. She was a middle-aged woman. Yeah. Most of them were like, what? Like, you're orange. What's happening? And I came out, I was literally glowing. Mm-hmm. I was like a glowing orange person. If we have the picture, we'll throw it up on Patreon. But I'll have to try and find it. Anyways, there was a woman that was so concerned and she was like, it's okay. I'm like, ow, my skin. Like, I was freaking out. And then I had to go, there's a camera there. There's a camera there.
Oh, they were like, what?
She was like, what? Like, I really felt sad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, nope, I'm fine. It's paint. Yeah. And then they were like, go back in that room. Someone else is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
Horrible. That's why the show didn't last more than 4 episodes.
It literally was canceled the first quarter of the season. Yeah, it was not. It did not do well.
Yeah, but look at us now.
That's when we held hands in the parking lot the first day and said, we made it.
I do remember that.
Yes.
Should we get to BLT stories?
Absolutely. Hey, it's your turn.
Let's do this.
Let's get physical.
Physical. Physical. I want to get physical. Let's get a physical.
Again, so that's why, like, I started, I want you to come in, but then you always end it in such a...
But I flexed.
I know, I did like that.
I've been flexing at work more lately and going, if someone says something to me, I go, look at that. And then they go, sorry.
Yep. You show them.
Okay, so my first boyfriend, the one that cheated on me a lot, we've talked about him a bunch, but we were together for 4 years. I want to say on and off, but it was kind of always on. I just was like, okay, don't cheat again.
Jesus, don't do it again.
That was the 15th time the last one? I hope so.
It better be.
Get over here.
Hey, stop cheating on me.
Stop cheating on me. It's getting tacky.
Please.
Anyway, he eventually moved in. And my first apartment was in the West End of Vancouver. I lived there for 7 years. It was 2 stories, 3 bedroom. You saw it right at the beginning of our friendship.
Yes.
It was a great apartment. The rent was dirt cheap. We had our own door, like no elevator, no stairs, no nothing. It was our own entrance. It was a steal, a find. Anyway, at this particular time, my sister, Nicole, was living downstairs with my friend Cassie. They each had their own rooms. I'll say it. It was $12.50 a month. Very, very cheap rent.
Wow.
Like $400 each. Oh, my God. Like, wow. Can you imagine? Your rent was $400. And then finally, I'm ready for my ex-asshole boyfriend to move in. So I get him to move in, and he's sharing my room with me. We split everything up. And I think it's fair that the girls pay the same amount of rent because... You know, we're sharing a room.
Yeah.
So I'm in my mind, my asshole fucking PLT mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, $12.50, like each room is $400 essentially. So we'll just keep things as is. And they were like, well, no. There's now a fourth person using the kitchen, the washroom, watching TV in the main room, like living here.
Yeah.
He should pay now a quarter and we should split it 4 ways.
Yeah.
And I was real cunt. I was like, well, no, ladies, I lived here before you and I live here after you. I don't know if I said that, but that was my vibe. Did. Yeah, that was she, probably, I, she probably did. And that was, yeah, that was the vibe I was giving. And joke was on me because eventually they were just like, well, we're leaving. And they both moved out, and my boyfriend cheated more.
He didn't understand when you said stop it.
Yeah, he did not. He cheated on me for a 70th time, 100th. I think the last time, this is the 340th time mm-hmm. that we finally broke up.
Yeah.
But I eventually got new roommates. That didn't work out. That's why I moved out eventually, because one of them like got so drunk one night that he left something in the stove and the fire department came and our neighbors above hated us. And then my other roommate had a threesome below me and I heard it. It was just a whole thing. It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
And I want to say it was all my fault because I kicked out my sister and my friend Cassie, who are wonderful, wonderful roommates.
Brian, you went up against your sister.
I did.
For the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Brian.
Yes.
You were lost in a gay haze with your boyfriend.
I really was.
You truly were in a gay haze. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
You could not see through that purple smoke.
It's true. And like, it's not fair. Yeah. You shouldn't think of the rooms as a dollar price. You should think of the apartment as a whole, because I went for coffee with Cassie the other day, who was the other roommate. And it came up and she was like, you know what? It was just like on a Saturday night when I was home alone and you guys were working and he was there and he's not paying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying rent here. Why is this stranger to me, essentially, who cheats on you all the time?
Right.
Watching TV in the main room with me. Like, we're not friends.
Right.
So I'm a huge PLT. And if my sister Nicole is listening, I've apologized and we've talked about this. But I'm sorry and I've come a long way, okay?
He's come a long way. Can I tell you something?
What's that?
You are a PLT.
Yeah.
Your ex-boyfriend's a PLT.
He's such a PLT.
Also, your sister and Cassie are PLTs because they had to go through it. They had to go through
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
But what I want to tell you is I made some shitty financial requests and decisions too that way when I was younger, because it's like, I don't know, sometimes you're not thinking straight or you don't have enough life experience to sort of compute and understand the whole thing.
Yeah.
So as a therapist, I would tell you, forgive yourself.
I do. And I want, this was 2007, I want to say ish. So say the $1,250 rent, like that's still really cheap even for 2007, $400 each. If you would have moved in, it would have been $300 each, Ryan.
Yeah.
Like,
you would have paid less.
I would have paid less.
Oh my God. He was cheating on you. Hold on. He was cheating on you. This is how slow it takes me to do math too. I'm like,
me too. No, yeah.
He was cheating on you and you paid for him to live with you.
This is true. Wow. I didn't think about that till right now.
Brian.
Didn't work out for me, did it?
Did not work out for you.
They never come clean.
They never come clean. Okay, well, I think it's my turn.
Yep.
I am going to read a listener sent in PLT.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you for sending it in. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And would you like to name this person?
Yes. Let's name him Jeremiah.
Jeremiah from the Bible. Mm-hmm. A biblical boy.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's more like Joey Jeremiah from
Degrassi.
Degrassi.
Zit
Patrol.
Zit Remedy.
Zit Remedy.
That's right. Zit Patrol. Zit Patrol. Yeah, that's the same.
Thanks.
Very good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one says, hello, Brian and Amanda. It's Jamie, not Amanda, but I like Amanda too.
Yeah.
I was a single young gay man working a 9-to-5 day job as well as bartending 4 nights a week at a local hotel. I was a busy young guy trying to save my monies. The times of my work shifts will be important later, I promise. Oh, you better hope, Jeremiah.
Yeah, bitch. Sorry.
All right. Met this guy at a friend's birthday party and he was hot. Ryan, he had it all. You know what I mean? ... That's for Amy's rage. Don't, Jeremiah. Including hairy chest muscles and a wonder cock.
Oh my God.
A wonder cock?
Send him my way.
What's a wonder cock?
I think a beautiful big cock.
Wow. Up until this point in my life, I had always been the top in my previous encounters, and it never really occurred to me to try it out. Well, this man educated me on how fun it could be, and he made me bottom constantly.
Constantly.
It never come clean.
No.
He broke me in, but good. Jeremiah. Jeremiah, this is not a smut podcast. Stop this. What does smut mean again?
Smut, like dirty. Yeah, this is sex shit.
Then don't. Yeah. And that's what I meant when I said it. Jeremiah goes on to say, it was like twice before work in the morning and again at night before my bartending shifts began. Okay.
Oh, God.
We never had sex late at night due to scheduling, but he wanted it all the time. And I was learning how to be a young gay bottom. Picture me rolling up Davie Street, which is our gay street here, filled with his mega
Oh, my God.
Jeremiah, I didn't proofread this. and not really eating, because no one wants that to deal with.
No.
Okay, I think I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Come, don't do that. You can't just be eating someone's you-know-what and not real food.
Yeah.
Just living my life without a care in the world as a new bottom on the scene. It was awesome. Constantly.
Wow, living the life.
At the 6-month point in our relationship, I get a phone call from my landlord stating that my nighttime activities are bothering the neighbors. I just figured maybe because I come home so late from the bar a few nights a week, I was being disruptive and I just brushed it off. Why would I care? Hmm. I'm busy, smiley face. Jeremiah, this is too sensual for this podcast. The next week, I get dumped on a Sunday afternoon. Oh.
By the Wondercock.
And he's a new bottom. He was just learning. I'm pretty sad until Friday when my sadness turns to fear. As I started noticing, now he says something here, but I'm going to call it something is coming from his rear end and it's the color red.
Yeah.
When I was using the bathroom.
Wow.
Okay, Jeremiah, I feel very different now. I also found small lumps down there around the rectum. Oh gosh. I went to buy some hemorrhoid cream because what else could it be? After 3 days without a solution to the lumps, I trucked my gay ass down to the walk-in clinic to find out what it was. This poor young female doctor needs to assess me. To make a long story short, has to treat my lumpy hole with a burning agent to get rid of it. For weight, warts. Okay, I'm feeling all sorts of things. I need to tell you this throughout the story, okay? First, I was laughing, having a good time. He's being a new bottom. He wrote, this is awesome. He's new queen on the scene.
Yeah, loving himself.
And then now things happening up at his bum. That's so awful.
Down in the dumps.
Jeez. Okay, so, oh, jeez. Okay.
Hey, Ruth,
I know. Oh, jeez. It is not a good state to be in because the warts go away, but you have burn marks where the healthy skin used to be. Sad. Oh. Yeah, that's awful. So I am dumped, bleeding, used, now have a gaping ace hole, a newly found prostate that will never get used again, and think things cannot possibly get any worse. Oh, how naive I was.
Oh, no. Oh, Jeremiah!
Approximately a month later, when all the drama settles down, I open my mailbox and retrieve my phone bill. Retrieve it. Yes, in the old days, the bill was mailed to your home. Please don't elder shame me. No, I remember.
Yeah.
You'd get it in the mail and you'd look over it.
Yeah.
I didn't make those calls.
No, that wasn't me.
Why is my phone bill so high, Rogers? And they'd be like, because you called this and this. You called your new lesbian girlfriend in LA that you're trying to fucking get to move up here. Mm. Okay, well, it costs too much. I don't want to pay it.
Exactly.
Let me talk to your manager. I can go to TELUS.
Yeah.
I can go to TELUS.
Very easy.
Yep. Okay, so anyways, don't elder shame me. This is when this whole debacle came into focus. Okay, it's almost done.
Yeah.
On my bill is $423 worth of charges to some type of phone/chat/hookup/gay man chat thing where you go on phone call dates and then hook up with guys. I guess this was like the Grindr for the early 2000s, and I forget the name of the company. Pause for Googling. I'm not going to Google. I got to keep going, Jeremiah.
Did he say that?
He said pause for Googling, which I love. This Wondercock a-hole was bringing dudes over to my place during my bartending shifts and having a great time to the point that my landlord was mad and I got a whopper of an STD. The times of the phone calls all coincide with my night shifts and I had no idea, so I guess I was the PLT.
Wow.
I was a bottom for 6 months back in the day and have never tried it again. The only silver lining is that I learned a few good topping behaviors from this shitbag of a human being, even though he gave me warts because he was banging every other dude in the city, charging it to my phone bill, and using my bed. At least I figured out why he dumped me.
Wow.
He goes, top for life, but also kind of miss my prostate being used like a playground. So, Jeremiah. I'm not going to read the last part, Jeremiah. So, listen. Whoa. What a roller coaster of a PLT story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I felt there's a lot of things I connected with in that story.
Brian.
Yeah.
All right. Listen.
I can't be the same guy, though, because my ex asshole was a fucking raging bottom. So, I don't think he'd be out there topping, but I could be wrong.
Top, if you're listening and you did this to Jeremiah, wow. Hell is scary.
Yeah.
Hell is scary.
When we're going on the escalator up to heaven and we look down in you, we're going to have a nice little laugh.
Yeah. When we're going, Jesus, we didn't mean everything we said about religion being scary.
Yeah, no.
We want to come up there. Mm-hmm. And then the devil's downstairs is going, come here, Top.
Yeah.
Come down here, Top.
Yeah.
You gave Jeremiah warts. And we'll go, we heard, hey, that's so funny because we told that story on our podcast. That's the guy.
That's funny.
Burn in hell. well.
See ya.
And then that's, and then we'd go. We go and, yeah, try, and do it probably a few times because we probably miss because we're going up and they're going down. We have,
yeah,
to get. So we go.
Yeah, yeah.
And we go. Got him.
You sound like my new neighbor.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I want to talk about that after. Yeah. Jeremiah, thank you so much for writing in and being honest with us. And we're really sorry about what happened to you.
Yeah.
And you know what? STDs are not to be ashamed of. They happen to lots of different people.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, it's part of being, you know, sexually active, not to downplay the fact that this person did not share with you. I mean, I don't know how that works exactly. Yeah. I guess they transmitted it. They got it. Then they gave it to him. And I mean, I don't know.
I gave half of Vancouver crabs in the mid-2000s.
Brian?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Sorry.
I'm not downplaying. I don't know what to say about this story, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best.
And my neighbor harks up phlegm a lot lately.
Okay, listen. The spinning thing is because Brian has some new neighbor that every time I'm here, it's timed now. Mm-hmm. If the window's open, you just hear.
It's disgusting.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
Stop it.
Do it in your washroom if, yep, you have a cold or something. I feel a lot of these times these guys, they're not even sick. They just like doing
they
that.
They just want to get it out.
Yeah.
And like, great. Don't you think I want to get it out too? But do you see me doing that? It's, yeah, always men.
You're tacky.
You're tacky.
You're tacky and you're going to burn in hell too, just like Wondercock.
Yeah. And you know what else? What? I went for a run for the first time ever the other day and I'm never going to do it again. I go about once every 6 years.
Yeah.
And I did that and I hated it and my nose started to run. And the first thing I thought was, this is when runners snot rocket. But guess what? I didn't snot rocket, but it was uncomfortable. So I thought, oh, you know, people want a snot rocket. It's uncomfortable. Do you think if I did snot rocket, I would do it around other people or I'd wait for the opportune time and then snot rocket when no one was around?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Riddle me that.
So riddle me that, runners, sick bastards.
Like every episode, we end with a question.
Okay.
This week's question, I changed it last minute. It's almost like, you know, when we like to play our games.
Yeah.
It's the last question slash game. What musical artist can you name the most songs by in 30 seconds?
Oh my God. Backstreet Boys, I guess? I don't know.
I'll give you a second to think about it while I get the timer ready here. Oh my. D.
No, I can't. I can't.
You got Britney Spears, Michael Jackson, no, Backstreet Boys, Tegan and Sarah.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. This is I have ADHD. There's a memory loss factor.
All right, which artist are you going to pick?
I'm going to pick Whitney Houston.
Okay, play along at home. Ready?
Yeah.
Whitney Houston songs, go.
I Will Always Love You. What's the one that she redid with from Dolly Parton's song? No, that was I Will Always Love You. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yep.
Queen of the Night. Bodyguard. That's a movie she was in. But was there a song?
A bunch.
Bodyguard.
Yeah. I Always Love You and Queen of the Night were both on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank you so much for playing.
No.
You got three.
No, I only really got two, Brian.
Yeah, you only got two.
I'm an honest woman.
Yeah.
Well, who are you going to choose?
You can choose for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it has to be, you can choose between Michael Jackson, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears,
fuck.
Or, yeah, those would be my three.
Backstreet Boys, go!
I Want It That Way. Quit Playing Games. Oh no.
Oh, really?
What did I say? I Want It That Way?
Yeah.
Quit Playing Games. Yep. Everybody, yeah. Rock your butt. Backstreet, yep. Backs, all right.
Yeah. 10 seconds, MacGruber.
Oh my God. I only got three, too. I thought I was going to get 10. I shouldn't have given this an option. I know a lot of Britney Spears and Michael Jackson. Land Baby Girl.
Stop. Yes. Land Baby Girl is correct. Wow. Brian, see?
That was hard.
Brian, it's hard.
See, and just so you know, I do say this a lot, but I don't ever cheat with this game.
Can I tell you something?
Because I could. I could prepare my answer very quickly.
Can I tell you something?
Go on.
As your therapist,
yeah,
I'm going to diagnose you with something.
What's that?
You have ADHD too. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.